Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Zayin, Baba Basra 77. Today's Daf Yomi, there is a Mishnah which discusses what exactly is sold when a movable object is sold, when something which is called metaltolin are sold. So our Mishnah tells us, Machar es hatzemet lo machar es habakar, that if somebody sells the yoke of an animal, we don't assume that they have also sold the ox. If somebody says we're selling the yoke, we don't assume that they sold the ox. And also, machar es habakar, that if somebody sells the ox, lo machar es hatzemet, we don't assume that they've also sold the yoke. And the Gemara explains that this is a situation where those two terms were used interchangeably. And think about it like batteries not included. You've only bought exactly what you said you have bought. So Rabbi Yehuda comes along in our Mishnah and says, hadamim modin, that actually the money that you've given can be an indication of whether or not you've intended to purchase just the yoke or also the ox. Ketzad, how does this work? So he says, if you said, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz, mechoritzim decha b'masayim zuz, then everybody knows that a yoke does not cost 200 zuz. That's way more than the value of a yoke. And so therefore, if you gave 200 zuz, you clearly intended to purchase not only the yoke, but also the ox. V'chachamim omrim ein hadamim raya, but the sages say, no, the money that you've given is not an indication of exactly what you were purchasing. So again, if you say you're buying the yoke and actually you give 200 zuz for it, then Rabbi Yehuda's position is that you've bought not only the yoke but also the ox. Whereas the Chachamim say that no, if you say you're buying the yoke, then all you've bought is the yoke, even if you have given 200 zuz. That's the way the Mishnah reads. The Gemara tries to understand the Chachamim's position and actually offers two competing explanations, which are somewhat contradictory. One explanation is that if you paid 200 zuz for it, then very clearly the Chachamim would say that the wholesale is nullified, meaning to say we have a principle of onah that if you pay more than 1/6 the value of a movable object, the wholesale is nullified. So therefore, in this case, the Chachamim would say not only have you not purchased the ox, but you have not even purchased the yoke, because the wholesale can be declared null and void. That is one approach to explaining what the Chachamim mean. And the second approach is the opposite. The Chachamim say, no, the money is not a proof, meaning to say if you overpay by so much money for this, if you pay 200 zuz for a yoke, then very clearly we can't say that you were defrauded, because everybody knows that a yoke is worth much less than 200 zuz, and therefore we would look at the extra money that you gave as a gift, and clearly your intent was to give a gift, and so therefore all you get is the yoke and the rest is seen as a gift from the purchaser to the seller. Those are the two ways in which the Gemara understands what the Chachamim say. This whole idea of what Rabbi Yehuda says, hadamim modin, that the money is an indication, that it's relevant to an interesting case that came before the Cheshuke Chemed. He says it was an actual incident that happened in his synagogue, where there was a person who wanted to purchase a specific aliyah of the Torah. There's a concept that the portion of the man, which is read, is considered to be a segula. It's considered to be a blessing to have a good livelihood for Parnassah. So this is usually read as the fifth aliyah of Parshas Bishalach. And so a person came to synagogue, and it was a synagogue where they sold the aliyot, and you gave the money to the synagogue in return for getting this aliyah, and then you got to go up and get that aliyah, which he considered to be a segula. And so this person purchased the fifth aliyah for Parshas Bishalach, and he was obviously thinking he wanted to be able to read the portion, which is the portion of the month, to get a parnasa. But then all he said was, I'm buying this fifth aliyah. And so the gabbai, after three verses, the gabbai stopped the aliyah and he said, okay, now we're calling up somebody else to read the actual portion of the month. So he didn't hosafa to the Torah reading. And so the guy said, but I paid for the fifth aliyah because I wanted the parsha of the month included in it. And the gabbai said, no, you said the fifth aliyah, but we made hosafa and we're adding somebody else is going to have the reading for the month. So they came to the Cheshuke Chemed because this guy says, I don't want to pay for the fifth aliyah, the money that I pledged, because my intent was to be able to read the parsha of the man. So the Cheshuke Chemed said, at first glance, we might think that we can look at, from our Gemara, say, let the money indicate what his intent was, because he paid much more than normally people pay for the fifth aliyah, because obviously he must have been trying to get the portion of the man. But he says, no, we can't say that, because
the Tosos in Baba Basra 62a points out that where there's something where people normally pay more money for something like real estate, then we can't say that the money is an indication of what you intended to buy. And so too, when it comes to charity and purchasing an aliyah, sometimes people pay much more than it's actually really valued at. So therefore, the Chishuk HaChemet says that's not a proof. And he says the way to analyze this is what is really somebody doing when they're giving money for an aliyah? Is it a vow, a neder, in which case they're taking upon themselves to pay this? And so therefore we can say what was in their intent matters. Or we could say that maybe this is a mekach u'memkar, it's a normal business arrangement. And there, if a person has an unsent thought and he doesn't verbalize it, that's his problem. And so the Chishuk HaChemet concludes that this really is a mekach u'memkar, that the person thought he was purchasing something, not a vow. And so therefore, since that was his intent, it's irrelevant, and what's relevant is what he actually said. And he said, I'm buying the fifth aliyah. So therefore the Chishuk HaChemet says indeed he has to pay what he said he was purchasing. But we see from here also a beautiful phrase, Adam of Modian, the money is an indication. How a person chooses to spend their money in life is an indication of who they are and what our values are. Adam of Modian, the money is an indication of who we are.